Texas A&M breaks ground on $226 million semiconductor R&D facility. Texas A&M University broke ground this week on a $226 million semiconductor research and development facility, a move that marks a strategic pivot in U.S. industrial policy. State governments and academic institutions are now stepping in to fill the vacuum left by slowing federal CHIPS Act disbursements. The timing is deliberate, as Washington's semiconductor subsidies face congressional scrutiny and payment delays stretch into 2027. Texas is positioning itself as the next regional hub for advanced manufacturing R&D, directly challenging established clusters in Arizona, Ohio, and upstate New York. The facility, whose funding details and construction timeline were not fully disclosed, represents the latest salvo in what has become a multi-state competition for semiconductor talent, federal matching funds, and private sector partnerships. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and University of Texas at Dallas officials joined the groundbreaking, underscoring the project's political significance. The investment comes as the European Union deploys €1.07 billion, $1.26 billion, into defense R&D projects that prioritize semiconductor-adjacent technologies including AI-powered cyber defense systems and autonomous drone swarms, a parallel that highlights how chip fabrication and advanced electronics have become dual-use infrastructure in the post-Ukraine geopolitical order. The European Commission's 2025 Defense Fund allocation, announced this week, directs €675 million, $796 million, to 32 capability development projects and €332 million, $391 million, to 25 research initiatives, with more than 38% of the 634 participating entities classified as small and medium-sized enterprises. While ostensibly focused on military applications, the underlying technologies, high-performance computing, sensor fusion, AI inference at the edge, demand the same advanced node chips that Texas A&M's new facility aims to commercialize. The convergence is not coincidental. Semiconductor R&D has become a contested domain where academic, defense, and commercial interests intersect. Why state-led semiconductor policy is accelerating now? The Federal CHIPS and Science Act, signed in 2022, allocated $52.7 billion in subsidies and tax credits to revive U.S. semiconductor manufacturing. By early 2026, however, only a fraction of those funds have been dispersed, and promised projects from Intel, TSMC, and Samsung have encountered permitting delays, cost overruns, and workforce shortages. Texas A&M's investment reflects a calculated bet, states that build R&D infrastructure now will capture the next wave of private capital once federal subsidies finally flow, or, more cynically, position themselves as alternatives if Washington falters. The European Defense Fund structure offers a useful comparison. The €1.07 billion package involves 26 EU member states plus Norway, with explicit mechanisms to integrate Ukrainian defense contractors as subcontractors and third-party recipients. This marks the first time Ukrainian entities can participate in EDF projects, a recognition that battlefield-tested innovation, particularly in low-cost drone production and AI-driven electronic warfare, has outpaced traditional defense primes. The EU Defense Innovation Office in Kyiv, established in 2024, now serves as a conduit for integrating Ukrainian technological and industrial capacity into European supply chains. Texas A&M's facility appears designed to replicate this model domestically, a state-funded R&D hub that can partner with defense contractors, commercial foundries, and federal labs simultaneously. The implicit thesis is that the next semiconductor breakthrough will not emerge from Intel's Oregon campuses or TSMC's Arizona fab, but from a nimble university industry consortium that can pivot between defense applications, radiation-hardened chips for satellites, industrial applications, edge AI for manufacturing automation, and consumer electronics, power-efficient mobile processors. Whether that thesis holds depends on execution, and on whether Texas can recruit the talent to staff it. The defense industrial convergence driving R&D priorities. The EU's funding priorities reveal where institutional capital sees the highest return. At least four separate EDF projects, Eurodom, Lumina, Skyraptor, and Talon, focus explicitly on loitering munitions and affordable mass drone production. The concentration reflects a brutal lesson from Ukraine. Cheap, expendable strike drones have reshaped the battlefield faster than traditional defense contractors could respond. European defense ministries watched Ukrainian operators modify commercial DJI quadcopters into precision strike platforms for under $1,000 per unit, while NATO allies struggled to field comparable systems at any price. The Stratus project, one of the 57 funded initiatives, will develop an AI-powered cyber defense system for drone swarms and includes a Ukrainian subcontractor, a model the European Commission frames as bringing direct battlefield experience into EU-funded R&D. The underlying technologies, real-time sensor fusion, low-latency compute, ruggedized packaging, require advanced semiconductors that can operate in contested electromagnetic environments. This is where Texas A&M's investment becomes strategically relevant. The facility will likely prioritize research into edge AI chips, secure enclaves for cryptographic operations, and power-efficient designs that extend battery life in autonomous systems. The financial architecture matters. The EDF allocates over 21% of total funding to SMEs, which represent 38% of participants. This is a deliberate industrial policy choice. The EU is betting that innovation will come from startups and mid-tier firms, not legacy primes. Texas A&M's facility, if structured correctly, could serve as a regional magnet for defense tech startups that need access to clean rooms, fabrication tools, and government contracts but cannot afford to build their own infrastructure. The precedent is MIT Lincoln Laboratory and Georgia Tech's research model, university-operated facilities with Department of Defense and DARPA funding that have spun out dozens of companies over the past two decades. Capital flows and competitive positioning. The Texas A&M project's $226 million price tag is modest compared to commercial fabs. TSMC's Arizona plant carries a $40 billion budget, but that is precisely the point. R&D facilities generate intellectual property, not chips at scale. The value proposition for institutional investors is optionality, early-stage equity in startups that emerge from the facility, licensing deals with established semiconductor firms, and potential acquisition targets for defense contractors seeking to vertical integrate. The European Defense Fund model, which explicitly tracks SME participation and funding share, suggests that the real returns will accrue to nimble firms that can commercialize research faster than universities can navigate technology transfer offices. The geopolitical overlay cannot be ignored. The EU's decision to integrate Ukrainian contractors into defense R&D reflects a recognition that the post-2022 security environment demands rapid iteration and battlefield feedback loops that traditional procurement cannot provide. Texas A&M's facility, while not explicitly defense-focused, will inevitably attract Department of Defense and DARPA funding for dual-use research. The question is whether the university can navigate the bureaucratic friction that has stalled other CHIPS Act projects, environmental reviews, Buy America requirements, workforce training mandates, without sacrificing speed to market. Key risk: Federal CHIPS Act disbursements continue to lag, leaving state-funded R&D facilities without the private sector partnerships and commercialization pathways they were designed to enable. If Intel, Micron, and global foundries cannot scale U.S. production by 2028, the economic case for academic R&D hubs collapses. The Plaquemines view Texas A&M's $226 million facility as a structural bet on the fragmentation of U.S. industrial policy. As federal CHIPS Act execution stumbles, states are building parallel infrastructure to capture the next wave of semiconductor innovation, and the capital flows that follow. The European Defense Fund's €1.07 billion allocation, announced the same week, demonstrates how defense and commercial semiconductor priorities are converging around edge AI, autonomous systems, and secure compute. The institutional opportunity is not in the facility itself, but in the ecosystem it enables: defense tech startups that can commercialize university research faster than legacy primes, and mid-tier semiconductor firms that lack the capital to build their own R&D infrastructure. The strategic risk is timing. If federal chip subsidies do not materialize by late 2027, state-funded R&D hubs will struggle to attract private capital without a clear path to commercial-scale production. Texas A&M's facility, however, is hedged. Its research focus, likely advanced packaging, chiplets, and heterogeneous integration, does not require cutting-edge UV lithography tools that only TSMC and Samsung can afford. The university is positioning itself as the R&D partner for the second tier of semiconductor innovation, not the 3nm logic chips that power iPhones, but the 28nm analog, power management, and RF chips that enable everything else. That market is larger, more fragmented, and less capital-intensive, a better fit for a university-led consortium. The EU model offers a second lesson: battlefield-tested innovation commands a premium. Ukrainian contractors participating in EDF projects bring operational knowledge that European defense primes cannot replicate in PowerPoint decks. Texas A&M's ability to integrate Department of Defense field data, NASA mission requirements, and commercial IoT use cases into a single research agenda will determine whether its facility becomes a national asset or an expensive cleanroom that trains engineers for Intel's Oregon fabs. The difference is institutional design. MIT Lincoln Laboratory succeeded because it operated as a hybrid entity with FFRDC flexibility, not a traditional university department. If Texas A&M replicates that model, the $226 million investment could catalyze a regional semiconductor cluster worth multiples of the initial outlay. If it defaults to academic bureaucracy, the facility will struggle to compete with private sector R&D velocity. The bottom line: Texas A&M Semiconductor R&D facility is a leading indicator of how U.S. industrial policy is evolving, away from federal megaprojects and toward state-led, university-anchored innovation hubs. The timing, concurrent with the EU's $1.26 billion defense R&D package, highlights the global competition for semiconductor talent and dual-use technology. Institutional investors should track three metrics over the next 18 months: the facility's success in attracting Department of Defense and DARPA funding, the number of startups spun out or co-located at the site, and Texas's ability to recruit fabrication engineers away from Arizona and Ohio. If federal CHIPS disbursements remain delayed into 2027, state-funded R&D facilities will become the primary mechanism for U.S. semiconductor innovation, and the capital will follow. The question is not whether Texas A&M's facility matters, but whether it can scale fast enough to capture the wave before Arizona, Ohio, and New York consolidate their leads.